Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're in the Christmas season celebrating the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the church surprises us, at least for me, surprises us with the readings and the focus that the church gives us immediately following Christmas. You know, the 25th, we celebrate the birth of our Lord. And then the 26th, yesterday, we celebrate the martyrdom of St. Stephen. And it's an amazing way that in the midst of our celebration, the church presents to us a person, St. Stephen, who's literally imitating Christ in an almost perfect way, at least in the moment of his martyrdom. The church is unfolding before our eyes the full implication of what the coming of Jesus means. Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God. Jesus preached that right from the beginning of his ministry. And that Jesus is a real king of a real kingdom with its own economy and plan. It's the plan of God. And this kingdom is being resisted by forces in this world, the world, the flesh, and the devil, right? And that everyone who follows Jesus, who enters into his kingdom, is called to live under his rule, his reign, his authority, and to literally live a life of absolute surrender and obedience to Christ, and to identify ourselves with him in such a way, like St. Paul would say in Galatians, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. And so this radical belonging to Jesus leads exactly where Jesus said it would lead. He said, if you want to be my disciple, you got to be ready, because it's going to cost you everything. Because you're living in a world, don't ever forget this, that's hostile to God's reign and God's rule and God's plan and purpose. And that rebellion and that resistance goes deep into the human heart. We're born with it. And until you get a new heart, until you get converted, you're going to resist God. And even after that, we'll battle with a desire to resist God and to say no to him and yes to our own ways and our own flesh and ego. So the church gives us then this model of St. Stephen, which is an amazing moment. He's like perfectly imitating Jesus as he's being stoned. He says almost the exact same words Jesus said as the religious leaders, the same ones who killed Jesus, are now killing him. And they're killing him because, as Jesus did, Jesus told them who they were. He told them that they were not in right relationship with God and that they needed to repent. And of course, they hated to hear that. Who is he to say? Right? And they silenced him. Of course, the claim that Jesus made about himself, about his kingship, about being the Son of God, about being divine, they resisted all that. And then St. Stephen preached the same thing, and they stoned him. And as Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing, St. Stephen said the same thing. So the church is saying, what we celebrated on Christmas is meant to lead to what you see in St. Stephen. And each one of us are meant to imitate Stephen as he imitates Christ. That's really what the church is unfolding for us, at least in my opinion. Okay, now today, Thursday, the 27th year of December, the church gives us not another day to necessarily look back and celebrate the incarnation, but again, another implication of this. What is it? It's the feast of St. John the Apostle, the one whom Jesus loved, the author of the gospel. John's gospel, that's just so full of understanding. And John, in such a unique way, the calling the Lord gave him was to help us see the greatness of God's love, the greatness of what it meant to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and that power making it possible for us to become children of God. We were alien strangers, even enemies of God. Now we're God's children. We were alone, but now, as the prophet Isaiah had even said, that we're now betrothed, that is, we're God's beloved, and we're the bride, and he's the bridegroom. We're the body of Christ. We're so intimately united. So John was so deeply in touch with that and could communicate the fact that God is love, and that love conquers, not just generic love, but the love that's in God is what conquers, and the love that's revealed in the person of Jesus is the love that conquers. So today we're given a reading from the very, you know, first letter of John, right from the beginning of the letter. And it's a beautiful, I'll just read through the first four verses and reflect on it a little bit. Maybe we can pray, I pray God, we can internalize this together today so that we can live with the vision and the confidence in the faith that John lived with. So it begins, he says, beloved. So who's he talking to? He's talking to you. You know, I mean, not in that moment, but this word is for all time. Beloved, you're a beloved son or your beloved daughter of God. Now he's going to say what he and the apostles experienced in the best way he can under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible. We have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life that was with the Father was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. Now, there's so much in this beautiful thing. So let's break it open just a little bit. So John is saying what was from the beginning. Okay, we can go back to the beginning of John's gospel. There's a parallel here to how he began his very gospel at the beginning. I'll read to you the first chapter, the first set of verses in John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word. So what is John saying in this letter? What was from the beginning? What was from the beginning is the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. He's talking, of course, about the second person of the Trinity, right? All things were made through this one who became one of us. All of it, we'll hear from Paul and others, everything that is was made for him, was made through him. Without him was not anything made that was made. That even means you and me. And then John in verse 4 says something that ties in very closely now with this reading from 1 John. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So, in him was life. John says here, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, and what we looked upon, and we touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. The word of life. John's talking about life. What is this life? For the life was made visible. We have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life that was with the Father was made visible to us. So what is this life? This is the life of God, God's eternal life. What has come to us, John is saying, in the person of Jesus is a life no one has ever touched like this. I mean, literally, the eternal life, the life that can never die, the life that could never be destroyed, is the life that's in God. The eternal life comes to us in a person in Jesus. Humanity, we were made for life, to participate in this life, but sin and sin's work in us and the battle against sin produces death in us. And what the human race needs is a life that will never die. We can't create that life. We can't do it with our money. We can't do it with our resources. We can't do it with our own minds. It's not an evolutionary process. No. We need what every human being needs because of the sin problem, which produces the death problem, is life. We need new life because we're all dying and we're all fighting against death. I mean, it's everywhere. And much of our money and our resources and our energy and our distraction and all of it is a fight against death, staving off aging and dying. I mean, even our panic to get to Mars or other planets and whatever it is and the money that's being spent is, we're afraid, you know, that the earth is going to be destroyed. We're going to destroy it ourselves and we have to move on. We're here all by ourselves in this big, dark universe. We don't even know why we're here, how we got here, and we're fighting against death. This is the reality of a darkened mind. This is a mind that doesn't know God. And so we're under darkness and sin. We don't know it. And we're under what St. Paul calls the reign of sin and the reign of death over us. This is the human condition. This is the deepest reality that we're up against. And so John is saying to us, look, friends, we're telling you about something we know. We've seen it, heard it, we've touched it with our hands. God's eternal life was made manifest in a person. The eternal life that's with God has come to us in Jesus Christ. And now John is saying, what we have seen, what I'm telling you about here, John is saying, I'm now proclaiming this to you. Why am I proclaiming it to you? Because I want you to share in it with us. This is what the church is. I mean, John is a living sign, a witness for us of what it means to be in the church, just as St. Stephen did yesterday in the story of his life. These are two particular followers of Jesus. John, the beloved disciple who knew the heart of Jesus like hardly anyone else, right? And then St. Stephen, who heard the gospel and was radically committed to it. Both of them understood that we're talking about eternity. We're talking about eternal implications, that this life is short and it's brief, and what matters is the big picture. And what most matters in your life and mine is that love has come to us in the person of Jesus to save and rescue us. We've got it upside down in this world. We really do. We'll see that tomorrow. I'm going to look at more of the words of St. John into tomorrow's program. Might even spill over into next week. We'll see. But John is able to see in light of eternity. And what did he see? He saw Jesus. He heard the gospel preached through Jesus. He saw Jesus work signs and wonders, even been able to speak to dead people, and they listened to him and they came to life. They saw him die on a cross, especially John. He was right there. He was brutally, brutally murdered, right? But he rose from the dead. Today's gospel reading touches on that very thing, right? John and Peter. The one who was killed came to life. Why? Because there was a deeper life in him that death could not destroy. And Jesus swallowed up that death in victory. And so the apostles are saying, look, there's nothing more important than this. This is the most dynamic, powerful reality in the cosmos, is the Son of God and the eternal life that's in him, and all things belong to him, and all authority is his. And John is saying to you, I'm telling you this, I'm proclaiming this to you, that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father. Do you see how John knows who he is? He knows what God has done. He knows what salvation is. And he knows that in Jesus we've been given a relationship with God the Father. And we're no longer in a place of hostility or division, but we're now children of God. And John will say this. Look, he's given us power to become children of God. We've beheld his glory, we've touched it, and we've seen it. And friends, this is for you. This is for me. This is the essence of Christianity. And this is why the church in its wisdom is giving us, just 2 days after Christmas, the story of John, that is setting aside a feast day to listen to John and to listen to his words and to see the witness of his life. The exact same thing we did yesterday with St. Stephen. Let's internalize it. Let's see ourselves. We're in that same history, friends. We're walking in the same footsteps to become the image of Christ in this world. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.